Adapting to a new country can be a very difficult thing. My parents were both immigrants when they moved here to America. Here is their story.
I was born in Iran.
I was born in Italy.
Moved to United States of America. I was like 20 years old, and it was February 1977.
I lived in Italy for 20 years. I just moved to come to United States. I moved in 1994.
They came from totally different backgrounds and have their own unique stories.
I got in love with someone that was living here and did not want to move. So I had, since he was already working and I was finished university, it was easier for me to move.
I wanted to continue my education, and I couldn't get into university in Iran, and I got acceptance at one of the colleges in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I came to finish my study in United States.
I asked them about the struggles and differences they had to face after moving, and this is what they said.
Moving and settling elsewhere is a very, very traumatic experience, and I don't know that I would want to ask anybody to go through it unless they want to. You know, you're an outsider. For a very long time, you do not feel that this is your place. You just really feel misplaced all the time. Really, the culture, the difference in culture, the attitude of just the people. I first lived in the suburbs, and it felt as if I was really on a different planet. When we moved to the city, we live now in Center City. I've been living in Center City for about 16 years. Things got much better, but you could definitely feel, you know, prejudice and racism much, much more. I think people in the city are used to being different and to accept and embrace other culture, while outside it seems that you are just an outsider, period. Yes, and it's very hard to leave your family, your friends, and as you leave them, you always miss them, you think of them, and sometimes that makes obviously harder for you to get adjusted, because part of you is cling to your own land.
Although moving can be a very difficult thing, my mother didn't seem to regret it when I asked her if she did.
No, not at all, no. I have one brother and two sisters. We were so close that the distance makes no difference. Except the practical fact that you can't spend hours together, or you can go shopping together and you don't always share your holidays. But other than that, emotionally, I think we remain very, very close.
6 brothers and 3 sisters.
I asked my dad if it was hard to move away from such a big family.
To leave brother and sister, not really. But parents, yes, especially my mom, yeah.
Yeah. Here are my dad's views on adapting to America.
No, it was easy because I was pretty young, 20, 21 years. I think that made it to adjust pretty quick, and not pretty quick, but you know, it being easy. Food, like, you know, I never was cooking until I came over here, and I was like eating out, but at the point I said, you know, we gotta do the home cooking. One thing was, of course, the weather, because I got here in February and, you know, it was cold. I think that's the weather. When I got actually into college, first we went the first 7-8 months, mm-hmm. we went to the school, which was connected to a college to learn how to speak English. Mm-hmm. That time was the easiest, because, you know, we were living in a dormitory and a lot of friends, day and night, class and, you know, dormitory.
Did you speak English at all?
No, a few words, yes. But it was very difficult. Sometimes I was giving up. I said, you know, that's not me.
And he is still learning.
Well, I'm still learning.
The opportunities that my children have. Yeah, there would definitely be a difference if we were in Italy. There will obviously be some things that I might like better, again, just because they would be probably even more closer to my own culture, although my children are already very much in line with our culture, even though they do live outside of Italy. But I think in the overall, they would have a very different life and a little bit less exposure to all the different things that they have here.
I had like a couple of good opportunities. Of course, I work for myself now. When I went to college, I finished my bachelor, and the opportunity was that I continue my education, but always I wanted to work for myself. So when I got my bachelor, when I studied manufacturing engineering, when I studied that, I got my bachelor to go back to my country, mm-hmm. to be an engineer. And that's what my goal was, to work over there. But when I see, when that's the opportunity comes over here, because I figure if I work on my degree, I wouldn't be successful. I would be more happy and successful if I worked for myself. That's why I didn't bother actually to use my degree. So, and I think I did the right move. I'm, you know, more happier this way.
Moving to a different country can be very stressful and hectic, but there are always good things that come out of it. I hope you enjoyed the story of my parents' journey to America.